Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right, we started this show November 29th, right? It's the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lante. You are Jeremy Warner. We've had some cool people in here, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we've had Fred Wakefield. He's a cool guy.
Former NFL player.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got Jack Cornell, current Illini football player. Just had a lot of guys in here.
We had a whole show with Lou Brock.
Lou Brock.
Hall of Famer.
I mean, how cool is that? So, you know.
When it comes to Champaign and Illinois sports, we got one of the best and one of the fan favorites here. D. Brown, former Illini. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm excellent, man. I'm actually feeling well. I'm actually, my feet hurt from coming. I just got done coming from the gym, playing with the guys, and we had a great workout.
How do they look over there?
It looked good, man. We had an unbelievable workout, like I said. Corey Bradford looks amazing. Trent Meacham is coming back from injury, look well. Shout out to Dimitri McCamey and Mike Davis was there. It was just an unbelievable workout, and we're excited about tomorrow.
How do you pick teams for that thing?
I mean, you just got to do matchups. I mean, we had everyone in the gym. Jarence Howard, Sergio McClain was out there.
Nice.
We was just out there, man, having fun. Everybody competitive. Chester Frazier.
Yeah.
Everybody out there competitive, man. That's Illinois basketball. We're out there diving, taking charges. It's pickup ball, you know what I'm saying? Out there having fun.
And, of course, D, you're back for the alumni game this weekend. But back in Champaign, I know whenever you come down here, I imagine they fly in on a private jet and everything.
Oh,
the
yeah.
way they treat you here.
Honestly, man, people are so amazing down here. I mean, every time I come down, I'm always in and out. But since I cut my hair sometimes, people look at me and be like, oh, that...
Is that dude?
Yeah. So that's unbelievable reception I have here. But at the end of the day, the same way they love me, I love them. And I mean that.
And you trim the hair. What's behind trimming the
look? Just a little, new look, man. You know, braids was, you know, I'm getting older. Just trying to mold out to be this man that I want to become. And the hair was just, you know, I had it for so long, and it was part of my power, but now my power has always been my heart and how I play, how I approach the game, how I approach life. So now I just go with, you know, easier look. And
Absolutely.
I can manage it more, too, when I'm overseas, so I feel good.
D, your personality is just maybe the best I've ever been around in terms of an athlete. Did you think when you came to the University of Illinois that it would be like this? I mean, you would be so loved.
Man, shouts out to Coach Bill Self, man. If it weren't for him, I don't know where my career would go. Like I was explaining, he came and sat down with me, came to my home and told my mom I'd be one of the most popular, famous players ever play here. I thought it was a joke when he first telling me. I'm just, he's just trying to get me to come here. But when I looked in his eyes and he told me that, and I came down, I actually saw the fans and saw how the integrity of the university and how they ran the programs. Man, I've just been blessed, man. And, you know, I was blessed. That's the only way I can stride my feeling towards me coming to University of Illinois and all the situations that I was put in. And and even now, when you know, years later, I'm still, you know, I mean, Illinois has done so much for my life, not just me on the court, but off the court as well.
So how did you handle that pressure? You know, coming in McDonald's All-American.
It's easy, bro. It's easy.
It's not easy.
No, because everybody used to ask me when I first got here. Shout out to Billy Slade. I got to say what's up to Billy Slade. He gave me my first job as a construction worker. I was this big freshman guy, and I used to walk into work. And he'd be like, hey, man, tell a little guy to get out there and shave some concrete off the forms.
Tell that little guy.
In this heat right now, how did he feel in Champaign? Shaving concrete off these forms, like, really, for hours. Right. I wanted to work all hours. I never had a job. You know?
Wow.
So I'm out in this heat doing all this, but it taught me, you know what I mean, when people ask me, oh, what you do for a living? I always tell people, I laugh because they don't know what I do. I'm like, I'm a hard worker. I'm like, what you mean? You know, people like construct. I'm like, I'm a hard worker. You know what I mean? That's what I do. So you come to the University of Illinois and all the stuff that the former team that I used to watch, as far as the Sergio's, the Lucas Johnson's, that team that Bill Self assembled, taught us toughness and working hard and being united. So when I got Darren on board, I got James to come. You got all these great players around you. All you got to do now is instill that, you know what I mean, that hard work and going out there and playing together. And it became easy, man. I played with a lot of amazing players, and they made me a better player.
Yeah, what a team. What an era you had. Has it sunk in? I mean, you know, now you guys are removed a few years from what you were able to accomplish at the University of Illinois. Has it sunk into you you guys did?
Last night, we was talking about it at dinner. It's tough to win in the Big Ten.
Right.
It's tough to win a championship. That's why I always wear my rings, and I'm just trying to talk. I mean, maybe switch my hands, but my ring means a lot to me because it's tough, man. You know, I only lost 23 games when I put that uniform on. So for me, that's tough because playing here at the University of Illinois, winning is everything, and the integrity, the pride, the passion that we had when we did it, for me was just when I look back at it, like, wow, the stuff we accomplished. And I'm not even talking about me individually, because without us doing it as a team, sure, individually, I wouldn't have none of those awards.
And Darren talked to the media the other day on the phone, and one thing he said is, we knew D was the star. We let him be the star.
Don't let Darren lie to you. Hey, all Atlanta fans, listen to what I'm telling you. And y'all can mark my words. When I went to, I was on the USA team, you know what I mean, that USA team, I said, Darren's coming with me.
Sweet.
You know what I mean? I said, this is the best, one of the best, if not the best point guard I ever played with, ever seen. And I said that. And I said, he's the best point guard in the country going into our junior. Nobody was like, oh, yeah. And went number three pick. You know what I'm saying? So he can say what he want, but he was, you know, he was our guy. And one thing that I say that really, that why he give me so much love is I sacrificed my game. Like, I could have easily got the ball, been a point guard, but I referred to a guy who's the best, you know what I mean, and let him handle the ball and I play off. And I knew when I got the ball as well, it's all about making plays for each other. So that's everybody say you the star, but at the end of the day, I was a star role player. Everybody was a star at their position. Luther was our leading scorer that year. Luther was probably when we referred to him a lot, but I was just blessed to be in a position where you had to guard me one on one. And you know, it's tough to guard anyone one on one if you in the time I put in the gym and things I was able to do with this beautiful team and the system that Bruce Weapons put in.
Former Illini great D Brown joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. I'm Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Warner. D across the way on the mic. And D, I mean, there are 15,000 questions I could ask you. So everything's running through my head. I don't know where to start.
I'm here. You got me.
All right.
I'm open.
You know, one question I have, and the one I've got so many memories of your team and watching you play. But I remember the memory after that Arizona game, and you kind of just that look on your face when you guys made that comeback. Was that maybe the best spot in 4 years for you, that moment?
I think, because I don't know how I would have felt if we would have won it all.
Right.
But that moment, I mean, when Bill Murray was in tears, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Rest in peace to my grandma and my son. My son slept through the whole game. And you know how loud that place actually got.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So that feeling of being down 15 with 357 and the plays that everybody made. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even
everybody.
Jack Ingram. People forget the Jack Ingram tip for the three.
Yeah.
I watched the game so much. When Jack tipped that ball, I caught it. I mean, Lou caught it, threw it to me. I wanted to shoot it. I traveled.
Ooh.
Watch it. And I threw it to Darren like because Darren was just spilling. I threw it. I was like, huh. And he made that shot. It was like, oh, man. But I give credit to Coach Weber for preparing us for that situation.
Right.
We used to be in practice all the time. Oh, we down 8 with 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at that game, miracles can happen.
Yep.
D, we got to get to a break. When we come back, I want to ask you just about this alumni game, everybody coming back, and what that means to you guys about this university. And also, Bill Self going to be back tonight.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts about him coming back as well.
All right, D Brown is with us. You know, why not?
Thanks
why
for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
All right, Warner. Tay and Jay Show, Lonte, Jeremy Warner. You know, I'm boarding a plane tomorrow morning. I'm flying to Florida for a week, sitting on the beach. I'm more excited right now. Forget Florida. I'm staying here with D. Brown. How about that? D, you want to go?
I got a lot of work to do, so
okay.
I told you I'm a hard worker. That's what I do for, like, I gotta get the work in the court.
Maybe you can set out a court, you know, get a hoop out here, and you and him can go one-on-one after the show.
Well, I hurt my ankle the other day, so... Other than that, I'd be ready.
Otherwise, you'd take it.
Absolutely.
Right?
It'd be a no-brainer.
Well, D. Brown back for the alumni game. That's tomorrow night at the Assembly Hall. $15 a ticket. I know tickets are still available. But, you know, Darren brings the Point of Hope Foundation back here.
Beautiful.
And he sponsors this game. Obviously, he rallies a lot of you guys around this. Just talk about what this game means and just coming back to the university for all you guys.
First of all, I mean, that's a great thing that Darren's doing. He's an unbelievable guy. Mm-hmm. Doing unbelievable things for his foundation. So, definitely got to support that. But just to be able to get all those guys to come back, it means a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know for me, like, I'm just only can speak for myself. Anything as far as this, like, event like this goes, it ain't called D. Brown, I'm there. As much as the University of Illinois done for me, that's I won't say it's a duty, but it's like, it's sort of like, what's up? Like, you got to do it. Like, it's no, you know what I mean? It's this what the people want to see, and this is what, you know what I mean, you should want to do out of heart. So for me, I bleed orange and blue. So for me to come back, it's a huge thing. It's a huge honor, actually, to play in the Assembly Hall again. You know what I mean? And like I said, man, the fans are just so unbelievable. And I mean, and I'm ready. I mean, I'm in top-notch shape. And like I said, when I get out there on the court, they know what I'm going to bring and what I'm going to do.
Well, the one-man fast break. That's what they're going to see tomorrow night. But, Lon Kruger's going to be back, the coach before you got here, and then Bill Self, the guy who brought you here. I know a lot of Illini fans have mixed emotions about him, especially when he left. But to you, I know he still remains dear to your heart.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, when he left, I had to understand that, you know, when these young players leave early for the draft, that's how the coaches feel.
Right.
He bettered him and his family. How could you be mad at a man who's going to better him and his family? That would be selfish of me to say. Did I want to follow him? Of course, because I'm saying like his personality, his coaching has done a lot for me in my game. And like I said, the confidence he given me and the opportunity to come to University of Illinois, he gave that to me. Yeah. And that meant so much to me that it did hurt me when he did leave, because he given me this opportunity not only to play for him, but also to come to one of the best universities in the country. And it was an honor. It was a blessing for me. But when he left, we actually didn't even talk. That's why, the thing with the whole buying in the Coach Weber and all, I mean, it was never a problem. It was never a situation. I just think the loyalty and the respect I had for Coach Self just fumed out. And I was a young man at the time, and I didn't know how to handle it. But end of the day, that's what it was.
So what kept you here then? Was it Bill Self just staying away, or was it?
When Bill Self left, I'm telling you, he even reached out to his guys, which I was a lot of, I respected him for that, because he had his own kids. He had his new kids to deal with. Now, he had to put his imprint on that program. What made me stay was pretty much, I mean, we had a family here. We was like a family. Me, mm-hmm. Darren, James, Raj, Paul, all them guys, we was a family. And our freshman year was incredible, man. I remember the North Carolina game and at home. And people forget about that game and say the weight game. That game was crazy. And once I got that reception from the fans, and I saw how, good the schooling was and how comfortable I was in my own state, they could have brought in my mom and the coach, they brought in whoever the coach. We was going to stay and we was going to make it work, but Bruce Weber was the perfect fit for us and what we was trying to accomplish. Once he, came in and started getting on me and starts, he started showing me how genius of a coach he was, he just took off from there.
You know that voice. It's former Illini great D. Brown joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. In a bit, we're going to get to some musical knowledge of D. Brown, and but right now we're still kind of talking about some hoop with D. And D, I would imagine, I'm trying to picture how it was for you on campus. I mean, when you woke up on a Monday and walked to class, did you just get attacked nonstop by people? No,
it was funny. We got a lot of love, but I had early classes actually, and then what's so funny is when people used to do roll call, do attendance, they'd be like, Daniel Brown. I raised my hand, and people would look like, oh, okay, that's you, that's Daniel Brown, yeah, A&D Brown.
Does anyone call you Daniel family?
Yeah, of course. My fiance called me Daniel. My mom called
trouble.
Me Daniel. No, always call me Daniel. That's always, that's my name. But when I was on campus, man, it was a lot of love. I had a lot of like close friends that was not athletes.
Sure.
Due to the fact that I would reach out, I would talk to you, I would, sit down on campus and I would hold a conversation with you. So it was incredible, man. I had the best time. I told you, this must be my 6-year professional. I trade all that in, man. You can have my car, you can have my house. I will come back to the University of Illinois. Just give me I just take 2 more years. That's about it. You need like 2 more
years.
I think Illinois fans wouldn't argue.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it was the best time of my life. And one thing, when I first got here, I remember Jarence Howard told me, he said, man, it's going to fly by. When you blink, you're going to be gone. And that's what happened. And I'm missing it. I love it. I live through these guys, man. I still watch the football. I still watch the basketball, of course. I try to keep up with all Illini athletics, because I remember me being here in that situation.
Is there a point you can see yourself returning to the University of Illinois as a coach?
I mean, I don't want to brag about it or boast about it, but that'd be their best interest, because, I mean, I love my school so much. We're an elite program now.
Yeah.
We deserve to get the best players. We deserve to be there every year, and that's how I really feel in my heart. So any kid I talk to now, I make Illinois like, I don't want to compare it to heaven, but Illinois is the place to be.
Sure.
Indeed. You've played overseas for a while, and I know guys, there's guys that have made a long career of it, like Kewan Garris, mm-hmm. and then there's guys that go over there for a little bit and then return for coaching like Roger Powell has. What would it take, say Jarence moves on or somebody moves on where the assistant, would it just take a call from Coach Weber? What would it take for you? What are your kind of
plans? I'm kind of getting my prime right now in basketball. I actually know how to play now. You know what I mean? So I don't know how long I'm going to play. God willing, I play for a long time.
Yeah.
But the knowledge I have as far as the basketball game, basketball is my life. Like I tell people, that's my life. That's all I know. That's what I breathe. That's it's just when it got taken away from me from 3 months, it really changed my whole life. You know what I mean? Like, it's look at the love I get from playing basketball.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's an unbelievable feeling that I'm speechless. I can't elaborate on it, but all I can say is that when Illinois calls me for any type of major thing, I'm definitely gonna hop into. I'm be in Champaign in an hour.
Sure.
Chicago to hear is
good
out.
To hear.
Well, you played in Turkey, Israel, China, Puerto Rico. Now you're going back to Italy this year. Just thought, what's been your favorite place that you've gotten to be able to see? Because when you have basketball talents like you, you get to see the world. And
yeah, it's funny. That's why I'm so blessed. You know what I mean? People come to vacation, I'm over there living. You know what I'm saying? I lived everywhere, and when I'm over there, it's no vacation. It's no sightseeing. Right. My sightseeing is every gym. I want to see what the gym look like. So I've been playing well. My numbers been always phenomenal, and I've been winning. I got a championship, Final Four appearance over there as well. So for me, it's all about winning and getting better. So, but when you over there, it's out of sight, out of mind. You can easily get discouraged or lose confidence. Oh, you're not an NBA D, but you're playing at a high level. These guys that you see get drafted, the Ricky Rubios, you know, I played against these guys. You know, night in, night out. Now, you know, got guys like Trent Meacham, Dimitri McKamey, Warren Carter, Brian Randle, all these guys are getting
Darren Williams.
Darren Williams over there. You know what I mean? He playing for the rival team that I play for. You know what I'm saying? So basketball is basketball. To wake up every day and say you play basketball for a living, it's a blessing. And I will tell people that anywhere I play, I could be playing in a little league, turning somewhere. I'm out here playing, and whoever stepping in front of me is, you know, I'm competitive, and I love the game. So I've been everywhere, like I said, but I never really take it as what people take it as. Oh, you going to Italy? Wow! I'd be like, I'm going to play basketball and do my job.
It's like being an oven in Italy.
Yeah, it's like getting a new job where you got to go over there and perform.
Sure,
it's a job. So, and I never looked at basketball that way. But when you go over there, I told the young guys today, man, you better go over there and be ready because it's a job and you got to perform.
And you this year, it sounds as something I read that they're going to kind of model the team around you now. How exciting is that for you to know that you're kind of the significant?
The last time I went to Italy, it was like that, and it was an honor for me to be the guy that they circle the team around. And why is such a great thing is you get to pick your players and you get to adjust to how I play. I like to play fast, of course. And when the team,
they're not going
to
get a big center in there.
Yeah, it's like a radio station. Say, oh man, we really want you as our guy. Yeah. You're like, wow, that means a lot. All the hard work paid off, and the team actually reach out and want you to be the focal point of their team. So not only are you going over there with an extra boost of confidence, you got to go over there and perform with a little pressure under you. And one thing, I play for the Dallas Mavericks. When you walk in a facility, and say you got to love pressure. Play defense, play together, and it equals a championship. Mm-hmm.
So you get to kind of get to play a little bit of GM? Is that kind of what you're doing?
You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I got to go, though, because I did that. I was a GM in Illinois. I called Darren every day. Like, man, you need to come. You know what I mean? I move over to the two. You know what I'm saying? No problem. James on my AU team. Hey, James, come with me, man. Like, you know what I mean? You can be a focal point to our team here.
Exactly.
So now you put the people that you actually want with you. You know these guys. Mm-hmm. Now it's building. That's how you build a foundation. That's how you build the chemistry and the family and the love that I've been talking about.
Are you as popular over there or wherever you've played? I know, obviously 4 years here, that gives you a lot more
stories.
Time.
I got some stories.
You got some pretty good popularity.
Stories, man. I got some stories from over there, man. People know your name in another language. People drawing
what
pictures
of you. What is your
name
in another language?
I mean, it's just like, I got jerseys. I got all my jerseys hung up, and I got my name on the back of you. When you play in that league, they put your name on the back of your jersey in their language. So, I just got phenomenal stories. The fans over there, it's going to blow a lot of people's mind because it's a culture over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this team hate this team. I know Illinois and Iowa hate each other, okay? You know what I mean? I know this. But it's not, it's not built where you go in a stadium there. It's a culture. They love it to the point where, this team, you fans can't come to our gym right now because it's going to be a rumble. It's going to be a roar rumble after the game. We win or lose. So it's a culture, and it makes you love basketball more. It makes you appreciate going to the gym. When you play bad, they don't even throw stuff at you. You know what I'm saying? When you're playing well, they carry you they escort you to your home. I mean,
have you ever been fearful out there of something happening, something going down in the gym?
Man, funniest story in Turkey, man. I told Dimitri, look, we playing the game. I'm not lying. These people throwing car keys, bottle waters, coins. We had to escort the gym. They emptied the whole gym out. And we just play just us and other team.
You're kidding.
Oh, they love it. Like, refs start calling bad fouls for you and all that. It gets real, real intense, but it also brings that energy to the building. Mm-hmm. Make you play well, the rivalry. And I just think some people love it, and some people Yeah, it takes to get used to, but I'm from Illinois, man. Our fans go bananas. They sleep outside before our games.
That right there
used to amaze me. That's why the Orange Crush always get my respect and my honor, because they sit outside and they support you. They love you.
Mm-hmm. D. Brown, former Fighting Illini, great, joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. And haven't given up on your NBA dreams yet, right? I mean, you played for Utah. You played for Washington. I know you had a little stint with Dallas, too, in the training camp last year.
Oh, it was beautiful. I told people when I came back from Dallas, they were like, D, what happened? I was like, man, they got four great guards down there. There's no way I can sit down there. You know what I mean? Especially with the economy and how things are going. A lot of teams only keep 12, 13 players. If you think every team keeping 12, 13 players when they used to keep 15, you multiply 30 teams times the two guys that they keep 13, that's 60 jobs.
Yep.
So I'm one of them 60 guys, I guess. That's always on the back end of it, but you never lose hope, though. It ain't, you know what I mean? You right there in the mix. And I'm just keep striving. And hopefully it's an NBA season this year, but since it was a lockout right now, you had no choice but to get you an opportunity to go play basketball and make some money for you and your family. So NBA dreams ain't done. I'll be 27 in a few weeks. Like I said, prime of my game. I just want to keep getting better every year. And I will come coach next year if I don't get better. I just want to get better. Sure. Each year I've been getting better. And the moment I stop getting better is the moment that I'm gonna be like, you know what, I think it's time for me to move on and do something else.
D. Brown joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about, I mean, obviously, what an honor it is to play basketball with you, but I want to know who you're looking forward to playing ball tomorrow with some of the guys coming back, the choreographers and that. And we're going to talk some music.
That's right.
With D. Brown. He's joining us. We're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.